We were brainwashed, punished, and made ashamed of our indigenous identities. We were lumped together geographically and then divided against one another politically. We were lured away from multicultural identities and forced to a foreign superior system that required us to be integrated into European culture called civilization, to qualify for jobs, but only just enough to be used as servants to perform the menial labor and basic tasks for the Oyinbo masses. As soon as we started rising above that status and became educated, we were herded into the Commonwealth deception. But you still had to sweat to get a visa for higher training in the UK. Today, the oppression continues, with Ms. Braverman tightening the noose around the necks of those who dare to seek a way out of the devastation that Africa has been made into. The way our kids begin to learn they are black inferior humans is because they are shamed and physically, mentally, and socially barred from entry to areas where good white people's kids play. Identity is key. We must learn and appreciate self-identity and discard this fake white identity. The confusion of who and what we are has to stop. The orange concept is key to opening our minds to our amazing history, culture, diversity, and to start to take pride in our millions of years of ancestry.